One of the best American painters of the 19th century was an early fan of photography. Thomas Eakins, famous for the Gross Clinic painting, caught the camera bug in 1880. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that a new exhibition at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts shows how photography got the artist in trouble.
Thomas Eakins was 35 years old when he was hired by the Academy of the Fine Arts to teach drawing and painting. Almost immediately afterward, in 1880, he bought his first camera.
Eventually, he began to integrate it into his teaching methods, into his own production of art.
Curator Susan Danley says Eakins would start preparing a composition by first taking photographs of his subjects.
There are many photographs, for example, in the collection that seem to have filled the the spot in an artist's production that would have been done by sketches and drawings. He relied on the camera instead of the drawing.
Danley put together Thomas Eakins, photographer at the Academy. It's an institution which, in 1886, fired Eakins, in part because of his photography. Eakins strongly believed art students should learn figure drawing from nude models, an idea that was radical at the time, particularly for female students. It was too radical for the Academy. PAFA now has the largest collection of Eakins' photos, 650 images he took over 25 years. A majority of them are nudes. Danley says they were originally aids for painting, not to be exhibited or shared, but sometimes the nude subjects were his own students, and sometimes he would appear nude in the photos with them.
These were not photographs that he shared with the general public. He thought it was nobody's business what he did. He knew his photographs were taken in the aid of art and really didn't view them as pornography. They're certainly not really pornographic in any way, but they are troubling.
The exhibition also includes personal candid images of Eakins' friends, his wife Susan, his Irish setter Harry, and his horse Billy. He even took a picture of his horse and his wife, both nude. He never exhibited his photos as art, and scholars did not know they existed until 1985, 70 years after Eakins died, when they were donated to PAFA. They have never before been seen as their own exhibition. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.